Good Friday evening, everyone, and welcome to round two of the 4A state playoffs. The Glenwood Lady Demons, the 19th seed, advance to the second round after an 88-18 win over Denver North. Well, every rung you climb on the playoff ladder, you're going to face a much tougher opponent. And tonight, it's the Skyview Wolverines, 20-3 on the season, 9-0 in league play. They play in the 4A, 3A Colorado League. But talking to Coach Ronna Mosier and talking to some of the girls as we were walking in, Keith, they just seem relaxed and confident. They came over this morning, stopped, had a little lunch, and they look ready. They feel ready. I just see it in their faces. I see it in their eyes.
Yeah, they've been playing with such confidence lately because of the way they've been playing. Like you were talking to Coach last week after the game, or on Tuesday after the game, they're peaking at the right moments, and their defense has always been great, but now their offense has taken a step up in the last couple of games. So I think that leads to that confidence that they have that they can play with anybody.
I was chatting with the PA announcer here at Skyview in Thornton, and he was saying, well, I like what your girls have been doing, your coach, the way she's leading this team. 88 points, he goes, that's ridiculous against any team.
Well, and that's not her running the score up either.
I mean,
that's her playing with class, and
yes.
And it's hard not to continue to score when quite frankly, she doesn't really have any backups. Her team is so deep on the bench that even putting the next five in, the play doesn't step down at all.
And that's what we've talked about all season long, the depth of the Glenwood team. We're going to take a quick break, pause for our national anthem, I believe. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry we had some technical problems when we first went on the air, but we are here. We're at Skyview High School, the Glenwood Lady Demons and the Skyview Wolverines. Skyview 20-3, 9-0 in their league. Glenwood, winners of 11 in a row, and winners of the Western Slope. Here we go. Maya Suarez in the opening tip, and it's won by Glenwood. Glenwood in their red travel uniforms. Here's a lob pass. Taken by Suarez, kicks it out to Kenzie Winder. Winder, top of the key to Ella Johnson, goes through her legs, gets it back at half court, gets bumped there. Johnson dribbling in traffic, goes to Suarez. Suarez, baseline jumper, yes, man! 2-0, Glenwood. Glenwood continues with the press and a steal at half court by Suarez to Ella Johnson. Suarez to Johnson, Spires left wing. Spires cross court pass to Johnson. Johnson in the far corner to Brianna Sorensen, gets bumped and a foul. Foul called against Mikayla Espinoza, her first.
So we're seeing that full court press like we always do the first half of these games. Coach Moser does a great job of using that press to get the opponent kind of off balance to start out with.
Sorensen inbounding. Here to Ella Johnson, EJ. Goes to Sorensen. High post, right side, 2-0 Glenwood. Game just underway. Kenzie Winder in the paint, puts up a shot, lays it up. Got it, the foul! You betcha! Kenzie Winder fearless, and you get the feeling that part of the attack is going to go after Their tall girl, Jennifer Jaramillo, a captain, she's 6'2". And she was called for the foul.
And Kinsey Winder is the one to do it. She is fearless. When she drives, she doesn't care who's in her way.
Kinsey's free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound chased down by Suarez at the baseline. Goes through the key to Jocelyn Spires. Fake, shoots, fade away. Got it, Jocelyn Spires with a bucket. Nothing
in the first 57 seconds.
6-0 Glenwood, 7:03 to go. Here in the first quarter, and a quick timeout called by Coach Christopher Kemp. We'll give you the starters now. We can catch our breath. Boy, this place is crazy.
It is.
Long drive down. Glenwood Lady Demons came down this morning and had a nice drive. They looked confident, as I said, when they were warming up. Starters for Skyview Wolverines, Marina Bolts, 5'6 senior. Mikayla Espinoza, she can shoot from downtown, 5'8 senior. Alexa Peraza, 5'3 senior. Emma Long, a 5'3 senior. And Jennifer Jaramillo, a 6'2 senior. Glenwood will continue with the pressure defense. 6-0 Glenwood. Good start for the Lady Demons. Jaramillo appears a pass knocked away by Jocelyn Spires. Quick hands.
Yeah, Skyview doesn't quite know what to do with that full court press yet.
Pass from Espinoza at baseline goes in to Emma Long. Back to Espinoza racing up the floor. Cross court pass to Emma Long. Long in the paint. Now stops. Bounce pass to Mikayla Espinoza, and she's fouled before the shot. Fouled by Ella Johnson. Ella's first. 6-0 Glenwood. 6:50 to go, first quarter. Well, Glenwood, the road red and whites, and Skyview black and white. White uniforms, black numerals. Inbounds pass to, oh, it's Alexa Peraza. Shot is blocked by Suarez. Peraza gets it back. Here's a baseline drive. Shot put up, contested. Loose ball ends up with Maya Suarez. Great defense at the post. 6-0 Glenwood. Brianna Sorensen, top of the key. Now draw, stops right side. Pass underneath to Kenzie Winder. Lays it up. Missed the reverse layup. Didn't quite draw iron there. Here's a steal by Suarez. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go. And now we got a foul on Suarez trying to get the ball back. We'll see how this game is called. We've got, this is the first for me. Three female referees. Espinoza brings it up as Jaramillo sets a big pick. Johnson picks her up. Jaramillo with a drive, banks it in. Yeah, she quit. That's Mikayla Espinoza. Espinoza with the first basket for Skyview, and it's 6-2.
Yeah, Espinoza's got a good drive. She's got a good vision and can cut through there.
Jaramillo out, 6-2 Glenwood. Skyview with the press, here's a steal. Taken by Espinoza, lays it up. Got it. And Skyview can play some full pressure defense. Spires to Johnson. Ella, bounce pass to Spires and threw it away into the scorer's table. And Glenwood getting a little shaky here on offense. Turned it over a couple times now. 6-4 Glenwood, 5:49 to go, first quarter. Lucero, Devaya Lucero with the ball top of the key. Lobs it to Peraza. Peraza gets around the pick. Here's a steal by Jocelyn Spires. It's a two-on-two. Spires races up the floor. Draws the foul. She'll go to the line. She slides into the wall and helped up by Kenzie Winder. And that's three team fouls against Skyview. Fouls called against Emma Long. Her first. Jocelyn Spires at the line. Two shots.
Yeah, I think Long just decided you're not going to go to the basket uncontested.
And Jaws have nothing but nets. Spires at the line for a second free throw. Got it. 8-4 Glenwood. Pass up the court to Peraza. Peraza shot. His pass is blocked. Shot is bad shot taken by Marina Bolts. A little reverse layup. Now a steal at half court by Skyview. Pass underneath and a layup in to Alexa Peraza. 8-6 Glenwood. Sorensen up the court to Suarez and had the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Good hands there by Nevaeh Lucero, who's a freshman. Espinoza inbounding. They get it back to her. She brings it up. They're going to double the ball. She gets past the defenders. No look pass. Now they go to the corner to Lucero. Has the ball knocked away. Gets it back. Her pass tipped. Almost stolen. Spires going after it. Picked up by Emma Long. Long with the drive in the paint. Now pass. And a pass underneath the net. One layup missed by Lucero. Rebound taken by Glenwood. Ella Johnson's got it. 8-6 Glenwood. Pass up the court to Jocelyn Spires. In the paint to Suarez. Jump shot off the back of the rim. No good. Glenwood seems to be hurrying their baskets just a little bit. Oh, bullet pass up the court and to a wide open Nevaeh Lucero. And she couldn't handle it and lost it out of bounds. Otherwise, she was wide open for an easy layup.
And that was a bullet of a pass.
8-6. Glenwood. Inbounds pass to Sorensen. Telegraphed that pass. Almost stolen. Knocked out of bounds by Peraza. 4:32 to go first quarter. Joslyn Spires inbounding. She'll go on to Sorensen. Sorensen back to Spires. Spires splits the double team. Gets past it. Gets it across the timeline. And has the ball stolen. Taken away by Nevaeh Lucero. Yeah. Pesky freshman with a nifty steal. 8-6 Glenwood. Skyview ball. Peraza has it top of the key. Left wing to Lucero. Lucero puts it on the floor. Gets a pick. One hand flip pass over to Peraza. And traveling call against Peraza. Three subs in for Glenwood. Matea Ennewald. Tori Taylor. And Sophia Prieto. Johnson, Suarez, and Winder out.
Like Estrada came in for Skyview as well.
Spires inbounding, lob pass, bad pass. Threw it into double coverage. And a steal by Estrada. Estrada pass underneath, wide open, easy layup. Game is tied. Emma Long with the buckets. And it ties the game at 8 with a 30-second timeout called by Coach Ron Mosier. Just to settle things down. 3:59 to go, first quarter, 8-8. Our score in the second round playoff game.
This is going to be a battle all the way. We've got incredible defense on both sides. We've had seven steals already, a total of 11 turnovers, and it's not even halfway through the first quarter yet.
Yeah. Raucous crowd. We've got a good contingent of Glenwood fans that made the trip on snowy roads.
Yep.
A lot of black and white, but a lot of red and white represented here in Thornton. Glad you could join us here on KMTS. 8-8 score, 3:59 to go, first quarter. And Sophia Prieta will inbound the far end against the press. Into Jocelyn Spires, back to Prieto. Lob pass up to Tori Taylor, too high. Picked off by Bolts. Bolts has the ball knocked away. Gets it back in the near corner. Right wing to Estrada. Estrada to Espinoza. Dribbling in traffic and a foul is called. Against Sophia Prieto. Her first. Each team with three. Espinoza inbounding baseline under the Skyview basket. Goes into Estrada. Three-pointer. Backs up for a three. Out the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Matea Ennewald. Quickly out to Brianna Sorensen. Her pass knocked away. Gets it back. Plucked it out of the air. Sorensen underhands it to Ennewald. To Sorensen. Sorensen left wing. Pass into Tori Taylor. Tori Taylor hands it off to Sophia Prieto. And it was stolen at the by Peraza. Skyview ball. Drive by Espinoza. Puts her shot, draws the foul. She'll go to the line for two. 8-8 score, 3:18 left first quarter here in the second round playoff game.
Well, you can see why Skyview went 9-0 in their league and why Glenwood went 12-0 in theirs.
Yeah.
I mean, these are very equally matched teams.
Ennewald called for the foul. They're saying not a shooting foul. So Espinoza will inbound. Ennewald's first foul, fourth team foul. Tied at 8, 3:18 left in the first. Inbounds pass to Estrada, three-pointer from the corner. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Espinoza. Puts it, fakes it, shoots it, missed it. Rebound taken, Ennewald. Quickly, fast break to Spires up the court to Torrey Taylor. Battle for the ball. Loose ball ends up. They get back to Taylor. Taylor has a shot blocked. Boy, Shedman quick to get back on defense. They are very fast. Sorensen inbounding baseline. Goes into Matea Innewald. Puts up a shot. Got fouled there. Loose ball ends up. Still with Glenn with Prieto. To Sorensen. Three-pointer right wing. Yes, ma'am! They call it a two. They call it a two. Her toes were just on the line. Sorensen with the bucket. 10-8 Glenwood. Pass down low to Estrada. They cut her off. Three-pointer right wing off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Sorensen. That shot attempted by Espinoza. Sorensen to Jocelyn Spires. 10-8 Glenwood. Spires between the leg dribble. Gets past the defender. Hands it off to Sorensen left wing. Top of the key to Torrey Taylor. TT looking down low to Matea Innewald. High pass. Collects it. And a three-second violation against Matea. Camping out in the key just a little too long.
But I think if Torrey had seen her a little faster and gotten her the ball, she had position. It just took her a little too long to make the decision to get her the ball.
10-8 Glenwood. Espinoza brings it up. Right with her. Espinoza quick, gets past, drives, fakes. Oh, took an extra step, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Torrey Taylor. Taylor needs some help, lobs it up to Prieto. She's trapped in the corner, hands it off to Taylor. Taylor gets the ball back from her knees. They're out of time. That's quick timeout. Coach Ronda Mosier not happy about having to burn a timeout. And she calls a full timeout. We'll take a break. 2:01 left in the first. 10-8 Glenwood in this intense game. This is KMTS. Back to Skyview High School, home of the Wolverines. The 14th seed in the 4A State Girls Tournament. Lady Demons, the 19th seed. And we are in a real battle. It's Ruby Patches checking in. Coach Ronda Mosier called that full timeout. After Glenwood got themselves into some trouble near half court, and they were running out of time. 2:01 left in the first quarter, 10-8 Glenwood. And Jennifer Jaramillo, the 6'2 senior, is still on the bench. She only played the first couple minutes.
I think the Skyview coach saw that she wasn't able to keep up with the speed that they're playing right now.
Spires has it top of the key, left wing to Prieto, top of the key to Innewald. Innewald dribbles a couple times, pass into Spires. The corner three-pointer, that's off the mark. Barely got the rim. Rebound chased down by Ruby Patch, but couldn't catch up to it out of bounds. But Jocelyn, I could tell just the body language, she wasn't ready to shoot that ball. Glenwood continues with the press. Estrada one-on-one with Patch. Espinoza pass up the court to Emma Long. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Matea Innewald. 10-8 Glenwood. Espinoza inbounding baseline. Pass into Bolts. Here's Espinoza. Backs up for a long three-pointer and buries it. And Skyview has the lead for the first time. Yeah. 11-10, Skyview. Jocelyn Spires, top of the key. Left wing to Ruby Patch. Patch, top of the key to Taylor. Taylor lobs it to Prieto. Baseline. Shot is blocked from behind. Loose ball taken by Innewald. Puts it up. Got the bucket and the foul! Matea high off the window and drew the harm. Bold shot by Matea Innewald to help Glenwood reclaim the lead. Chance for a three-point play. Foul was called against Espinoza. Each team with four. Innewald for a three-point play off the back of the rim, but Bolt bounces in. And it's 13-11 Glenwood. And Demons force a turnover. Intense atmosphere here at Skyview High School. Glenwood ball underneath their baskets, and Ruby Patch will inbound. 1:04 to go in the first. Patch goes into Innewald off the glass and in! Matea Innewald! and she was fouled. Matea coming off the bench, and guess who's coming back in for Skyview? Their big post girl, Jennifer Jaramillo. Skinnawall was too quick, and a great pass from Patch. 15-11 Glenwood. Skinnawall to the line, hoping for a three-point play. Just like last time. Here's the shot. Won't get the bounce that time. Jaramillo with the rebound. Here's a steal. Jocelyn Spires. Spires, quick hands. Double team. She needs help. Timeout. And Coach Ronda Mosier clapping her hands in frustration.
Yep.
Did not want to burn a timeout. 52 seconds left in the first quarter. 15-11. Glenwood.
Whew.
Man, oh man.
Man, you look down to write a stat thing down. It's happening so quickly.
Yeah.
We can barely keep up with the game.
52.5 seconds left in this intense first quarter. Great atmosphere. And
yeah, this is what playoff basketball is supposed to be like.
Exactly.
I mean, no offense to Denver North on Tuesday night and that kind of thing, but, you know, that game got out of hand very quickly.
Yeah.
This one is going to be an intense battle all the way.
Patch inbounding to Jocelyn Spires, uncontested. She'll trot it up. 49 seconds. Spires looking over the court, lobs it to Annawall. Ball knocked away by Jaramillo. Kind of reaching over the top there. And she's got about 2 inches in height on Matea Annawald. Maybe three.
Yeah, I think 3.5 if you count the ponytail.
Yeah, yeah. Patch inbounding. Patch goes into Tori Taylor. Taylor baseline drive. Kicks it out to Sophia Prieto and just sailed it into the Skyview bench. Way over her head. 38 seconds left in the first. 15-11 Glenwood. And we're continuing with the press. Lob pass into Bolts. Bolts can shoot the three. She's out at left wing. Annawald picks her up. Pass to Lucero. Well, she double dribbled, looked like. Dribbles between the legs. Pass. Oh. And we got a traveling call. As the pass taken by Emma Long, or rather Peraza, and she fell to the floor, fell on her tush and skidded across the floor, traveling.
I think we
she
had
thought
a,
she was fouled.
We had a ref tell us as soon as the backside touched
Spires
the ground.
To Innawald, half court, goes to Tori Taylor. Taylor kicks it out to Prieto for three. Missed it badly. Rebound taken by Patch, gets knocked to the floor. Spires has it, top of the key. Patch for three. Patch off the rim, no good. Rebound Patch. Put back good from 5 feet. Ruby Patch. And there's the buzzer ending the first quarter. After one, it's Glenwood 17. Skyview 11. This is KMTS. We've got one wild and crazy first quarter in the books. Glenwood on top of the Skyview Wolverines 17-11. Here we go with the second quarter. Anna Shea has checked in for Glenwood. Along with Kenzie Winder back in the game. Peraza's got it, scanning the defense. Fakes left, goes right to Jaramillo. Erica Jaramillo, she's double-teamed. Pass over to Estrada. To Jennifer Jaramillo. Pass down low. They can't find an opening at the post. Here's a no-look pass out in the corner to Peraza. Three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebound tip. Ends up, it caroms around. Who's got it? It's taken by Shea. No, it's taken by Estrada, who got the loose ball and knocked down a three. Wow. Suarez at the top of the key. Near corner to Kenzie Winder. Winder to Suarez, left wing. Johnson has it off her hands, gets it back, goes to Sorensen. Sorensen to Johnson. Johnson to Suarez. Suarez in the corner, driving through the paint, kicks it out to Sorensen, backs up for a three. Yes, ma'am! Brianna Sorensen, how do you do? 20-14, Glenwood. Peraza's got it, splits the double team, gets the ball back. Left wing to Estrada, three-pointer against, not the rim, no good, rebound, and a Shea. Shea to Ella Johnson. EJ, scanning the court, brings it up the floor. Stops, goes to the corner to Sorensen. Far corner, dribbles a couple times, lobs it to EJ, top of the key. Left wing to Winder, Winder to Anna Shea. Shea to EJ, backs up for a three. How about it? You betcha! 9-point lead, Glenwood, 23-14. Peraza trying to get past EJ. Now kicks it out left wing to Estrada. Far corner to Peraza. They close in on her before she could shoot the three. Here's a pass to Jennifer Jaramillo. Dribbles once. Lob pass left wing. Three-pointer. That's off the rim. No good. In the hands of Kenzie Winder to Ella Johnson. Johnson bounce. Pass up the court to Suarez. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Anna Shea. Gets it back. Kicks it out to Sorensen for three. Yes, ma'am! 26-14, Glenwood. A timeout called by Skyview and Coach Christopher Kim. 5:46 to go in the first half. 30-second timeout.
Holy cow. EJ was, we had that awesome offensive game on Tuesday night where everybody was getting into the three game.
Yes.
I think EJ and I think maybe Henderson were the only ones that didn't have a three-pointer in that game. And you could see in this one, she was open, she just squared up, and it was just a perfect shot. I think
yeah.
She was a little jealous. She said, hey, I want to join this club.
Yeah.
I want to have a little bit of this fun.
Well, she has really found her stroke. It is a beautiful shot. She got a nice little pat on the back from Tori Taylor. Winder, Sorensen, EJ, Suarez, and Anna Shea.
Well, in the last three games that Glenwood has played, they've set a new high score. 72, 82, 88.
Yeah.
And now their offense is just rolling here.
Espinoza inbounding against the Glenwood press. That hasn't stopped. Espinoza goes in to Erica Jaramillo. Back to Espinoza. One-on-one with Johnson. EJ trying to stay with her. Now picked up by Kenzie Winder. And she's lost the ball. Got it back. Battle for it as Kenzie Winder doing a dive play there. Kenzie knew she picked up a foul, her first. But just leaving some skin on the court there, going after that loose ball.
She plays so hard.
Espinoza's a little rattled.
She wears knee pads for a reason.
Estrada's got it. Number one. Bounce pass. They kick it out in the far corner to Erica Jaramillo. Here's a steal. Bad pass. Picked up by Ella Johnson. EJ weaving her way up the court. Bounce pass right side. Far corner to Sorensen. Sorensen top of the key to EJ. EJ left wing to Kenzie Winder. Winder, no opening there. EJ top of the key. Bounce pass to Anna Shea. To EJ. Three-pointer. She failed it! Ella Johnson from downtown! Oh, my, it's 29-14, Glenwood. Lob pass up the court to Erica Jaramillo, right wing. Goes to Michaela Espinoza. Espinoza splits the double team. Kick out pass, she traveled. Yes. Boy, this defense is giving them fits, Keith.
Yeah. And that has been Glenwood's M.O. the whole time. Now they've just added that three-point shooting to it.
Right now.
If they can keep this up.
Skyview faithful are stunned. BJ's got it. Or rather, Sorensen to Kenzie Winder, left wing, back to Sorensen in the near corner, down to Anna Shea. Shea one-on-one, 10-foot jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound saved by Suarez, tapped it in. Here's Winder, Winder to Sorensen. Sorensen hands it off to Winder. Winder picks it out, now it goes top of the key to Suarez. Suarez to Ella Johnson on the right wing. Sorensen right wing, hook pass down to Suarez, puts up a shot right away, missed the shot badly. Rebound taken by Skyview up the court. There's a pass tipped off, tipped by Ella Johnson. Three-pointer way downtown. Peraza got it. Alexa Peraza with a three. 29-17. That breaks a 9-0 run by Glenwood. Sorensen fakes the three. Off the traveling. Faked that three and then drove to the basket. And moved her feet. Anna Wald is coming in. Here comes the line change. Spires. So just two subs. 29-17, Glenwood. 4 minutes to go in the half. Espinoza, the 5'8 senior, calling a play. One-on-one with Spires near half court. Little pass in the corner to Bolts, or rather, Jaramillo for three. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Skyview. Back up three by Espinoza. She's fouled. She'll shoot three. And it's called against Jocelyn Spires. Michaela Espinoza, 5'8 senior, at the line for three shots. 3:45 to go. First half, 29-17 Glenwood. Espinoza's first free throw off the back of the rim.
Kind of
kind of a flat line drive of a shot.
Yeah.
Almost like she's mad at the back of the rim, just plans to bounce it in.
The second free throw spins off the rim. That was Jocelyn Spire's first foul, by the way. Erica Jaramillo comes out, replaced by Emma Long. Here comes Tori Taylor in for Anna Shea. 29-17 Glenwood. 3:45 left in the half. Espinoza's third attempt at a free throw. Taking her time. Kind of a straight-up stance. And she knocks down the third one. Makes one of three. 29-18 Glenwood. Sorensen's got it. Hands it off to Tori Taylor. Back to Sorensen. They beat the press. Sorensen cross-court pass to Spires. Spires right wing to Johnson. Back to Spires far corner. EJ's got it right wing. Back to Spires in the corner. Lobs it down to Matea Inouye. Pass, pass. Knocked out of bounds.
Yeah.
As Kiana Gutierrez was fronting that.
And that was a good idea by Spires, but if she's going to pass it down to Inouye like that, she's got to get enough loft on it to get it down into the paint.
Gutierrez out. Marina Bolts back in for lob pass into Inouye. Too high. Bobbles it. Ball knocked away. It's out of bounds. And it is Skyview ball. Matea's got to maybe jump for that and try and contest for that high ball. Alexa Peraza brings it up. Bounce pass to Espinoza. Back to Peraza. And Spires going for a steal. Almost got it. There's a backup three by Espinoza from the corner. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Tori Taylor off her hands and taken by Skyview. Ends up in the hands of Bolts, and it was last tipped by Johnson out of bounds. Johnson's coming out. EJ replaced by Sophia Prieto. 29-18 Glenwood, 3:06 to go in the half. Emma Long inbounds backcourt to Mikayla Espinoza. One-on-one with Spires, staying with her. Well, she lost her footing, picks up the ball, top of the key, moved her feet. Here's a three-pointer in the near corner. Bang! That's from Layla Estrada. Estrada with the three. Spires is double-teamed, needs some help. Now goes to Sorensen. Sorensen to Inouye. Down to Prieto, lays it up and in! Inouye with the pass. Prieto with the finish.
Good cut by Prieto.
29-21. There's a drive, a scoop shot. No good, but a foul by Tori Taylor. The shot attempted by Emma Long. She'll go to the line for two. Tori Taylor's first 17 foul. 2:29 to go in the first half. And Emma Long with her first free throw. That's off the back of the iron. Long second attempt.
It's almost like a prize fight where they're just trading blows.
Knocks down the second one, makes one of two. 31-22 Glenwood. Pass cross court to Johnson Spires. Spires at half court. Oh, crossing the line there. Almost got. There's a ball tip taken by Tori Taylor. Cross court pass to Johnson, right wing. Johnson lobs it down to Matea Inouye, puts up a shot with a left hand off the glass today, and Matea Inouye with a sweet left hand shot. 33-22 Glenwood, coming up at the 2-minute mark. There's a pass down the baseline to Peraza. Kicks it out to Emma Long. Drive, scoop shot with the right hand, and got the bounce. Emma Long with a bucket. 33-22, pass up the court to Prieto, right wing. Prieto lobs it to Sorensen. Sorensen lobs it down to Inouye. Inouye under the basket, left hand layup, good! Reverse layup, Inouye is unstoppable right now. 33-22, Glenwood.
Tell you what, Matea Inouye is having a game so far.
Crossover dribble, Espinoza drives, shoots with a 5-foot jumper, no good, got her own rebound. Clears it, left wing. Here's a pass underneath. And a fall-away jumper put up by Bolts. Does it go? Rebound taken by Spires. Gets past two defenders. Spires kicks it out to Prieto, left wing. Here's Tori Taylor, 17-footer. That's way off the mark. Air ball. About a foot wide of the basket. Up the court comes Peraza. Peraza drives in the lane. Shoots with a little scoop shot. Good. Peraza with a nifty shot. 33-22 Glenwood. Under a minute to go in the half. Spires has it half court. Lobs it to Sorensen. Sorensen to Spires, left wing, three-pointer all alone. You betcha! Joslyn Spires with her first rainbow of the night, and there's a pot of gold at the end of it. 38-26 Glenwood, 42 seconds left in the half. Three-pointer, top of the key, Espinoza off the rim, no good. Rebound, battle for it, it's in the hands of Taylor. Taylor to Sorensen. Sorensen racing up the floor, gets past two defenders, ball poked away. Loose ball retrieved at the other end by Espinoza, who carried the ball. Crossover dribble, Espinoza scoops, no, little pass down to Peraza, lays it up and in. Two good teams trading blows, 14 seconds, 13 seconds. Sorensen to Taylor, 10 seconds, cross-court pass to Spires, right wing, three-pointer, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken, 3 seconds, here's Espinoza, pass up the court to Peraza, lays it up at the buzzer, and they count it. They count it at the buzzer. And we go in the locker room as Skyview cuts the Glenwood lead to 8 with that amazing pass from Espinoza to Peraza for the layup. And as soon as she kissed it off the glass, the red light went on and the buzzer sounded.
Yeah, fancy backboards that are lit up. Buzzer went off, it lit up red, but it was already in the air.
We'll do it for the first half. Let's take a break. I need to catch my breath.
Yeah.
38-30, Glenwood. Second round playoff. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Skyview High School in Thornton. Ron Millhorn, Keith Harris, halftime. What an insane first half. Glenwood on top of the Skyview Wolverines, 38-30. Had a double-digit lead, but Skyview started hitting threes in that fast-paced second quarter. Glenwood outscored Skyview 17-11 in the first quarter, playing with confidence. They didn't look nervous at all. They're hitting their shots. They were giving Jennifer Jaramillo, their 6'2 post player, some fits, and she picked up a foul and had to sit for a while. She couldn't keep up with the fast pace of the game. Ruby Patch with a bucket in that first quarter. Maya Suarez with a basket. Kenzie Winder with a basket. Matea Ennewald, what a half for her. 9 points coming off the bench. She has been incredible. Sophia Prieto with a bucket in the second quarter. Brianna Sorensen knocking down threes. Beautiful shots from downtown. Hit two of them in the second quarter. Also hit a bucket in the first. She's got 8 points at the half. And Joslyn Spires with 7 points. One of the hotter three-point shooters in the state in the last couple of weeks. She hit one late in the second quarter that ended a nice run by Skyview. Skyview 19 points in the second quarter to Glenwood's 21. Layla Estrada with back-to-back threes. Mikayla Espinoza with 8 points, including a three-pointer. She was fouled shooting a three and made one of three from the line. Alexa Peraza leads Skyview with 11 points, including that last-second layup as Espinoza got the ball and just threw a beautiful dime about 60 feet up the court to Peraza, who was all alone at the basket. Had to drive a couple steps and got it off the glass just as the buzzer sounded to cut the Glenwood lead to 8. She has 11. Emma Long with 5 points, and that's it. That's the scoring for Skyview. 38-30 Glenwood with the lead here at halftime in the second round game. The winner going on to play probably Holy Family.
Yeah, rebound-wise, Glenwood has just a slight edge, 15 rebounds to 12 for Skyview. But the overall rebound leader is Espinoza. She's got 5 of them. Everybody on Glenwood is much more spread out, but nobody has more than 2 there. A lot more assists happening on the Glenwood side. It seems like the Skyview players are you know, kind of driving and making their own way there. Espinoza probably leads everybody with you know, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Spires has a rebound and assist and a couple of steals as well. But you see there's more steals on Skyview's side at this point, which is a little bit different than what we normally see with Glenwood. Normally they're leading in the steal and the turnover category.
Yeah.
Right now they've got 11 turnovers to 10, only 10 for Skyview. So, you know, this Skyview defense is you know, coming out and doing a lot of the same things that Glenwood has been doing. But it's just one thing I noticed that I was telling you earlier, on Skyview it seems like there's only 3 or 4 players that are scoring, versus on Glenwood there's only 2 players that have been in the game that haven't scored. So you can see that you can see that depth in there. You know, in their bench and how they can spread the ball out, and anybody can score at any given moment.
And I know one thing that Rhonda Mosier was probably talking about at halftime, you know, she had to burn some timeouts that made her frustrated because Glenwood had trouble breaking the press.
Yeah.
They'd get the ball, and suddenly they're trapped on the sideline with a double team, and it's nothing they haven't ever seen. So, and she says, we've worked on this before. Let's play solid basketball. Don't get frustrated. She had to burn those timeouts, otherwise force a 10-second violation getting across. Well, the winner of this game will play either Holy Family or Mountain View. Probably Holy Family. They're always tough. They're the third-seeded team, and they're taking on number 30, Mountain View. Looking at district tournament brackets and results, the Western Slope. Those the semis and the championship being played at Grand Junction Central High School. In the girls' side, it's number 1 Delta against number 3 Grand Valley tomorrow at 1 for the championship. For the consolation bracket, it's number 2 Moffat County against number 5 Roaring Fork. And then in the boys' district tournament bracket, we've got tomorrow, the championship at 2:30, number 1 Aspen against number 2 Delta at Grand Junction Central. And then 11:30, the third place game, Moffat County and Coleridge. Aspen beat Coleridge 60-27, Delta over Moffat County 65-52. Here we go at the second half. I think we're in for a real treat. This has been quite the game. Got a great group of Glenwood fans made the long trip. Then we get the ball, start the second half. Winder into Brianna Sorensen. Calling out a play. Goes to Joslyn Spires. Espinosa swatting at the ball. Lobs it to Inawal, top of the key. Pass underneath to Suarez. Suarez double team, gets knocked from the floor, and a foul. No, double dribble.
Interesting they call that a double dribble. I mean, it was clearly knocked out of her hands by somebody else.
She got bumped from behind. Glenwood continues with the press. 38-30 Lady Demons. Espinosa one-on-one with Spires. Pass picked off by Kenzie Winder. Winder hands it to Suarez. Back to Winder across court. Near corner to Joslyn Spires. Spires to Sorensen. Sorensen down low to Inwald. All alone, they left her all by herself. What in the world?
Yeah, that was just a broken defense. Somebody went, shifted onto somebody else.
40-30, Glenwood. Estrada. Here's Espinosa, right wing. One-on-one with Spires. Spires can't stay with her. Now she gets cut off. Underhand pass to Estrada. Thought about a three. She backs up for a three. Right wing. Bam. Estrada's got 3 from downtown. Pass up the court to Suarez. To Inawal, too high. Turnover. And now we got a foul. Reach in there.
Yeah, Spires trying to get that one back.
Jocelyn picks up her 2nd. To 33, Glenwood. Espinosa inbounds it to Peraza. Back to Espinosa at half court. Spires picks her up. A drive to the basket. Ball shot is blocked by Spires. Gets it back and knocks it down. Espinosa is tough. It's 40-35. Pass down to Inawal. Lays it up. Got it! She was fouled. No call. She should be at the line. Inawal. Inawal almost gets a steal. Knocked the ball away. They're going to call for a foul.
Oh, that was a delayed whistle there.
Yeah, it was. to Enowal with 13 points, 42-35. Glenwood, 6:19 left in the third. Inbounds pass to Peraza. Peraza's got it at half court. Standing on the emblem. Hands it out. No. Now it gets it off to Espinoza. Espinoza with a drive in the paint. Scoop shot. Oh, she is drawing a lot of contact. She's getting the calls.
Yeah.
She is almost reckless driving to the basket.
Well, she does that Euro step, kind of that, you know, too big step trying to split between the defenders.
And Anna Wall's got three fouls. She's going to have to come out. Tori Taylor is going to check in. Mikayla Espinoza for two shots. And she's off the mark from the line.
Yeah, she's one for four.
Tori Taylor in for Matea Wall's got a big grin. What a game for her.
She looks at her coach and says, sorry.
Yeah. 42-35 Glenwood. That's what was the second free throw is good. Got the roll. 42-36 Glenwood. Pass to Spires, to Suarez. Back to Spires. Splits the double team. Gets it across. Pass up the court to Tori Taylor. Taylor through the key to Kenzie Winder. Banks it in. Oh, a great ball handling. Great passing. Winder, their second bucket. 44-36 Glenwood. 5:50 to go. Here in the third. Peraza smothered there. Driving past Kinsey Winder. Pass trying to hit Marina Bolts and just sailed it out of bounds. Jocelyn Spires inbounding. Pass to Brianna Sorensen. Brings it up uncontested. Sorensen to Winder. Left wing. Top of the key to Taylor. Torrey getting bumped there, gets the ball back, goes to Winder. Winder driving, bounce pass out to Sorensen. Sorensen cross-court pass to Spires, right wing, threw it away into the Glenwood bench. .5:21 left in the third quarter. 44-36 Glenwood. Espinoza walking it up, taking her time. Sorensen there, giving her a little space, dribbles right wing. Espinoza looking to make a move. Backs up for a three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Suarez. Strong board. Hands it off to Sorensen. Sorensen back to Suarez. Maya. Pass up the court. And we got a foul. It's that pass thrown into the scorer's table.
Yeah, it's going to be a foul on Peraza.
That's her first.
Yeah.
First team foul. Peraza is going to come out and replaced by Erica Jaramillo, the sister of Jennifer Jaramillo. Bolts out. Pass from Spires into Sorensen. Under 5 minutes to go in the third. Lady Demons by eight. Sorensen lobs it down to Suarez in the paint. Back it up. Puts up a shot with left hand. Got the hook shot. No good. Rebound taken by Jaramillo. And gets the pass, outlet pass to Espinoza. Espinoza drives, fakes the shot. Are you kidding me? She's getting every single call. Every single one.
She's just gonna get in there, and as soon as she has to pick that dribble up, it's that high sweeping step to the side and just runs right into him.
Sorensen called for the foul. Her first. Quickly, four team fouls for Glenwood, just one for Skyview.
Honestly, if Sorensen, she did move her feet a little bit, if she had held her ground there, I think she could have got the charge.
Espinoza's first free throw is good. 44-37, Lady Demons. Number 11, Mikayla Espinoza, taking her time. Second free throw is good. Got the bounce. 44-38, Glenwood. Here comes Prieto, Anna Shea, and Ella Johnson in for Suarez, Sorensen, and Winder. Lady Demons by six. No press this time for Skyview. Now we got a discussion going on with the coach, Christopher Kim, and one of the referees. Yeah, here we go.
Making sure they checked in.
Spires inbounds to Ella Johnson. EJ calls out a play. EJ headed to the Air Force Academy. Picks it up, goes to Prieto, left wing. Top of the key to Shea. Shea waving the ball around. Hands it off to Spires. Spires top of the key to Taylor. Taylor underneath to Shea in the paint. One-on-one. Now two under one. Here's a shot by Tori Taylor off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Spires under the basket. Tries to force it up, draws the foul. I don't think it's in the act of shooting. We'll see. She's going to the line. All right, she's getting two shots.
That was against Erica Jaramillo.
44-38. Glenwood spires at the line for two. First free throw off the back of the rim. First time, second side of the line. Second free throw is good. Swish. 45-39. Wait, no, 40 should be 45.
Should be 45.
Yeah. You got the scoreboard wrong. They gave a point to Skyview. There's a drive by Espinoza. Shot is blocked. Loose ball out of bounds. Saved, but it goes into Prieto. Prieto goes up to Ella Johnson. Johnson, pass to Prieto. Prieto hands it out to Anna Shea. Shea to Prieto, right, the left wing. Back to Shea. Lob pass down to Taylor. Drives to the basket. She's fouled. They still didn't fix the scoreboard.
Yeah. There, they just did.
Okay.
38-45 now.
So wait a minute.
Yeah, they had 39-44, and I'm thinking,
I'm ready to run down there.
Yeah.
45-38, one with 3:42 to go, third quarter. Johnson inbounding. Bolts checks in for Emma Long for Skyview. EJ at the baseline. EJ goes into Prieto. Prieto with a drive. Prieto with a tried to put up a shot. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Skyview. 6-2, Jennifer Jaramillo back in the game playing the post against Tori Taylor. EJ inbounding baseline. Tried to go in and knocked out of bounds. Quick hands by Espinoza. Glenn with ball. Espinoza appealing the call, but to no avail. Skyview fans voicing their displeasure. EJ into Spires in the near corner to Taylor, right wing. Taylor back to Spires in the near corner. Fakes the three. Drives. Picks up the ball. And goes into Anna Shea. Shea, fadeaway jumper, won't go. Tough shot. Loose ball, and they got a traveling call against, I think, Marina Bolts, who came down with the ball and again did the little scoot with her butt. Spires inbounding. Spires goes into Shea, top of the key, to Tori Taylor. 15-footer. You betcha! Tori Taylor! Big bucket for TT. 47-38, Glenwood trying to keep Skyview at bay. 3:10 to go. Pass up the court to Jaramillo. Espinoza fakes the three. Dry. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me with the extra step? She missed the shot. Rebound taken by Spires. Spires double team. Gets past the double team. Bounce pass underneath to Taylor. Gets bodied by Jennifer Jaramillo. No call. Ball out of bounds. It's Wolverine's ball.
Yeah, they're giving Espinoza that jump stop.
Boy,
and then
boy.
It's
ridiculous.
Two, three steps after that.
Espinoza's got it. Pass up the court to Jaramillo. She traveled, got away with it. Her pass tipped by Taylor, taken by Jocelyn Spires. Behind the back dribble. Jocelyn at half court, right wing, near corner to Prieto. Three-pointer. The rim, no good. Rebound taken by Espinoza. Espinoza outnumbered. She's taken all the way against Spires. Puts up a shot, got it, and the foul. Boy, she initiates so much contact.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Spires picks up her third foul. 47-40. Espinoza carrying this team on her back and getting a few favors from the officials. Erica Jaramillo out. Lila Estrada in for Skyview.
Tori Taylor came out a little hurt. She got ran over here by Jennifer Jaramillo on that last shot.
She's smiling. She's all right.
Yep.
Espinoza at the line for a three-point play. Takes a deep breath, dribbles a couple times. Oh, that was a lane violation. Yes, yeah, they wave it off as Jennifer Jaramillo leaning over and couldn't stop herself because the free throw was made, but they count it off. Break for Glenwood, 47-40. Lady Demons, 2:34 to go, third quarter. Full court press for Skyview. Pass in the court to Sorensen. Sorensen to Shea. Shea getting bumped there by Jaramillo. Sorensen with a drive, scoop shot. Missed it. Rebound taken by Estrada. Here's Espinoza with the ball. Dribble up center court. Top of the key. Dribbles through the paint. Pass through the key to Bolts. Shot put up off the rim. No good. Ball knocked away. We got a foul. against?
Against Fred Spinoza.
Spinoza, yeah. That's her third, 14th foul. 47-40 Glenwood. Johnson inbounding baseline. Goes into Sorensen. Sorensen races up the floor. Up the court pass, picked off by Espinoza. Bad pass. Espinoza's got it. Looks over his shoulder. She's going to take it all the way. Scoop shot, got it. ...47-42 Glenwood. Shea, get... Oh, foul. Yes, Jennifer Jaramillo. Can't argue that call.
Yeah, she's dusting off her fingertips as if she only touched ball. But she almost took Anna Shea's arm off.
9 points this quarter for Espinoza. And a wall back in for Glenwood. A minute 52 to go. Third quarter, a 5-point lead for Glenwood. Intense ball game. Ella Johnson goes backcourt to Sorensen. Brianna. Guarded there by Bolts. Brianna hands it off to EJ. Almost threw it away. Pass to Inewald. The free throw line. Steal from behind by Espinoza. She's taken all the way. Of course she is. Puts up a shot. Partially blocked. Loose ball taken by Lucero. Here's Long with a shot stripped by Ella Johnson. Prevented that layup. Out of bounds. Skyview. A minute 28 to go in the third. 47-42 Glenwood.
Tell you what, Matea Inewald did a good job after that steal getting down there and getting a piece of that block.
Long lob pass, top of the key. Long three-pointer. Bang! Estrada from way downtown. A 25-footer. And it's a 2-point lead for Glenwood. It's slipping away. They got to get something here to answer. EJ, top of the key. To Inewald at the free throw line. Inewald dribbling, driving. Bounce pass to Prieto. Lays it up. Fouled, no call. Inewald put back. Does it go, but she's fouled. And they're going to call it against Espinoza, who is arguing the call and pulled up her jersey over her face. That's her fourth.
That's her fourth, yeah.
16 foul.
She's going to have to come out of the game.
Matea Inewald at the line for two shots.
That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt Skyview. She's their number one athlete.
Yeah. Inewald's first free throw. Nope. Missed it. Too much on it. Spun off the rim.
Power Coach Mosier, I'd be telling my team as soon as Espinoza's back in the game, you drive against her. Make her have to play it.
Edelwald's second free throw. As soon as the officials taking her time to get the ball back to her. Here we go. Second free throw. Got a girl. Got it. Pass up the court. And Jaramillo's trapped. And they're going to call a foul. A push. Wow.
It's kind of selective when they decide to call some of those fouls.
Matea picks up her fourth. 48-45 Glenwood. 58 seconds left in the third.
Suarez
checking
in.
Maya Suarez. And a wall comes out. Suarez guarding the inbounds pass. Backcourt pass to Lucero. Met there by Ella Johnson. Lucero's bounce pass to Erica Jaramillo. Baseline drive. Pass through the key to Erica Jaramillo. Gets cut off. Long with it. Hands it off to Jaramillo. Jaramillo with a drive. And she double dribbled. Yeah, oh, traveled.
Yep.
She picked up the ball. Good defense, forced that turnover. 48-45 Glenwood. EJ goes into Prieto. Back to EJ. Races up the floor. Gets past Lucero. Bounce pass to Sorensen. Picks it up. She's at her on her knees. Now kicks it out to EJ. 26 seconds. EJ to Prieto, left wing. Lobs it down to Suarez. Suarez dribbles once. Turnaround jumper. Banks it. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Jaramillo. Up the court comes Lucero. Three-pointer from the corner to tie. No. Rebound. Loose ball taken by Kenzie Winder. 8 seconds. Prieto's got it. Prieto's going through the key. Lays it up. It didn't get the bounce. Rebound off the hands. Prieto's got it. And there's the buzzer ending the third quarter. Wow. Who's going on to Sweet 16?
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody's game. 48-45 Glenwood. We go to the fourth after this on KMTS. Skyview outscored Glenwood 15-10 in that third quarter. Glenwood still has the lead as we go to the fourth. 48-45. Anybody's ball game. Who's going to the Sweet 16? Glenwood's got to play with some poise. Benawal's had a monster game, but she's out right now with four fouls. Espinoza, the leading scorer for Skyview, out with four fouls. But she'll be back in soon. Backcourt pass to Long for Skyview. Here we go. Long's got it, left wing. Smothered there by Kenzie Winder. Pass to Long, drive, missed the shot. A foul's going to be called on Jocelyn Spires. She got all ball.
Yeah, that...
That's Jocelyn's fourth. That's her fourth.
Yep.
17 foul. This game might be decided at the line.
It's like Ruby Patch is coming in for Spires.
Emma Long at the line. First free throw. Got it. Spires out. Ruby Patch in. Jocelyn will be back. Long second free throw to bring Skyview within one. Got it. 48-47, Glenwood. EJ goes to Ruby Patch. Patch back to EJ, top of the key. Down near half court. Fakes left. Fast pass to Suarez. Suarez has the ball stripped by Emma Long. Long brings it up the floor. Right wing. Here's Estrada with a drive. Pass the far corner to Bolts. Bolts to Lucero. Top of the key to Erica Jaramillo. Hands it off to Estrada with a scoop shot. Wild shot doesn't go. Is it 48-46 or 47? Pass up the court. Almost picked off. Lucero almost got the pick in front of the Glenwood bench. It is 48-47. Change it on the scoreboard. They finally did. Winder back in. Anna Shea back in for Glenwood. Ruby Patch trying to get open. 1 point lead for the Lady Demons. The winner moving on to the Sweet 16 to take on Holy Family. EJ to Ruby Patch. Top of the key. Back to EJ at the free throw line. Gets bumped. Double teamed. Dribbles out of trouble. Pass over to Kenzie Winder. Baseline jumper. That's short. Rebound into the hands of Marina Bolts for Skyview. Pass up the court. To a wide open Estrada. Kicks it out. Oh, no, that was a travel. There's a drive and a shot in the paint. No good. Reverse layup, no good. Both shots by Lucero. Rebound taken by Anna Shea. Underhands it to Ella Johnson. EJ to Sorensen for three. Short air ball. That one had no legs. About a foot short. 48-47 Glenwood. Jennifer Jaramillo, the top of the key. Driving, shooting, misses, rebound. She falls to the floor. Rebound taken by Patch. Patch to Sorensen. Sorensen up the court. Sorensen in the paint. Pass over to Kenzie Winder. Has the ball stripped. No foul. No foul. Glenwood fans livid. Estrada's got it, top of the key. 1 point lead for Glenwood. 6 minutes to go. Drive by Bolts. Bolts with an awkward shot, and it rolls out the rim. No good. Rebound. Karen's around. Taken by Winder. Winder to Sorensen. Sorensen right wing. Top of the key to Johnson. Coming from behind the steal is Jennifer Jaramillo. Up the court to Long. Long lays it up. Got it. The foul. And Skyview has the lead. Anna Shea called for the foul. Her first, eighth team foul. Tori Taylor back in. Lady Demons trail by a point. 5:47 to go in the game.
Espinoza checks back in for Skyview with her four fouls.
And I expect to see, here comes Jocelyn Spires. She's going to check back in, giving the last bit of encouraging words from Coach Mosier. Free throw is good. 3 point play for Long. 50-48, Skyview. Johnson, EJ to Patch. Patch to Tori Taylor at the free throw line. Taylor with a drive, has the ball stripped, gets it back, lobs it out to Patch. Patch to Taylor. Taylor trying to go down low to Sorensen. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touched by Skyview. Here comes Spires back in for Patch. Need her defensive skills, although everyone plays great defense. Sorensen into Weinzer, has the ball blocked and a strip by Long. There's a pass off the, it was a kick, an inadvertent kick by Winder. Out of bounds, Skyview ball, 5:25 to go in the game. Erica Jaramillo lacing up her sneakers there. Espinoza inbounding, goes in the corner to Estrada. Estrada drives in the paint, over Winder, lays it up, got it, awkward shot, but Estrada got it to go. And it's a 52-48 lead for Skyview. Spires, Spires to Taylor. Taylor, top of the key, underhands it to Sorensen. Sorensen, down low to Kenzie Winder, gets mugged, puts up the shot, and she'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, she was fouled by Lucero.
Okay, what is with the scoreboard? Is it 52-48 or 50-48? Winder at the line. That's 52-48. Winder, first free throw. Got it. Enowal is going to check back in here momentarily. Winder's second free throw. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Taylor. Put back. Missed it. Ball's caroms around. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Spires. Oh, Taylor. Frustrated she didn't get that shot. 3-point lead for the Wolverines. Winder comes out. Enowal back in. 4:53 to go in the ball game. Peraza to Jaramillo to Espinoza. Espinoza underhands it to Lucero. Kick out pass left wing, 3-pointer Estrada. Bang! Oh my! Coach Ron Lozier wants a timeout. Full timeout, 4:33 to go in the game, 55-49. Skyview, this is KMTS. The freshman, Layla Estrada, knocked down a, just drilled a three from downtown and extended Skyview's lead over Glenwood, 55-49. And Coach Rhonda Mosier called that timeout. 4:33 to go in the ballgame. Ella Johnson inbounding. Spires with four fouls. Espinoza with four for Skyview. Sorensen's got the ball half court. Sorensen hands it out to EJ. EJ to Torrey Taylor. Gets bumped. Back to EJ, top of the key. Passes tipped. Sorensen, no. Taken by Espinoza. Espinoza taking it all the way. Lays it up. Got it. 57-49. Lob pass down to Innewald. Double team, triple team. Kicks it out to Spires for three. Nope, it's off. Way off. Rebound, Taylor. Taylor. Getting knocked to the floor. Spires saves it. Goes into Innewald. What a pass! Unbelievable pass. No look out of bounds from Spires. And Innewald with a finish. Oh, do they need that? 57-51. Baseball pass up the court to Peraza. Peraza one-on-one with Sorensen. Oh, she took an extra step. Laid it. Are you kidding me? How did she make that shot?
Yeah, bounced it high
just
off the glass.
An alley-oop from 12 feet. Just kind of a swirling shot and banked it off the glass. 8-point lead for Skyview. Sorensen underneath the Innewald. Picked off underneath by Lucero. Lucero, far corner to Espinoza, fakes the three, baseline drive. Oh, took an extra step, got away with it, no good. Missed the shot, rebound taken by EJ. EJ at the court to Innewald. Innewald taking it to the hoop. Ball knocked away. Gets it back in the corner. Double teamed. Goes to Sorensen. Sorensen right wing to Innewald. The baseline. Cross court pass to Joslyn Spires. Top of the key to EJ. EJ to Sorensen. Time running out. Trying to go into Torrey Taylor. And we got a foul. It's Torrey Taylor knocked to the floor. That'll put her at the line for a one and one.
There's a ton of contact going on down low.
Wow. 59-51, Skyview, 2:42 left in the ballgame, and Jennifer Jaramillo checking in for her sister Erica. Torrey Taylor at the line for a one and one. First free throw, nope. Rebound taken, Jaramillo. That's why she was entered, put in the game. You get those boards. Up the court comes Lucero. Drives around Innewald. Kick out pass, top of the key, Espinoza. Crossover dribble. Underhands it to Peraza. Peraza has the ball stolen by Spires, who gets knocked to the floor by who else? Jaramillo. Each team with eight fouls. This is a one and one for Joslyn Spires. 59-51 Glenwood. 2:24 left in regulation. And Coach Christopher Kim wants it. Is he pulling the play? No, no timeout. Just wants to talk to one of his players. Spires at the line for one and one. First free throw. Had a girl. Nothing but nets. Spires. Second free throw. It's good. Knocked it down. 59-53. Skyview. Espinoza taking her time. Watching that clock. Protecting that 6-point lead. Espinoza her back to Ella Johnson. Now underhands it to Estrada. Estrada behind the back dribble. Left wing to Peraza. Peraza in the paint. Almost thrown away. Here's a three-pointer in the corner. Got it. Oh, that was a dagger. Estrada with the three. Oh, my. A 9-point lead. A minute 45 to go. Pass to Innewald. Innewald with a 5-foot jumper. Begged it, missed it. Rebound. It's going with ball out of bounds. Oh, man. Sorensen inbounding. Knocked out of bounds by Espinoza. Estrada knocked down that three. That girl is something. Freshman. Inbounds pass to Winder, to Johnson, to Spires. Near corner to Sorensen, to Spires right wing. Johnson, top of the key. Winder with a drive. Winder in the paint to Innewald. Hook shot with the left hand. Rolls off the rim. No good. This one's slipping away, folks. Pass up the court to Lucero. Fakes. Takes an extra step. Got away with traveling again. She did not. She moved that pivot foot three times. It's an 11-point lead. And it feels like this season's coming to an end. Glenwood.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Timeout. Full timeout. Minute 17 left. We'll take a break. 64-53. Skyview, this is KMPS. Back to Skyview High School. A minute 17 left in the ballgame. Glenwood now trailing by 11. Oh, they had a double-digit lead. Seems like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And take nothing away from Skyview. They've got some good players, and Estrada is unbelievable. She's going to be a star. She's a star already as a freshman.
Yeah. And almost all of her shots have been from the three-point line.
Yeah. Sorensen brings it up. She's got to hurry. Time's running out. Prieto. Innewald lost the ball. Picks it up. Seems like Glenwood just lost her focus. It was a pass off the foot of Jennifer Jaramillo. Out of bounds. Spires inbounding, goes into Innewald, gets bodied there by Jaramillo and Fowler, finally. And that's four. She comes out. Ennewald at the line for two shots. It's double bonus. It's in Ennewald. First free throw. Got it.
She's 3 for 5 from the free throw line.
What a wonderful game she's played.
Yep.
Ennewald, second free throw. Cut the lead to 9. Got it. 64-50. Should be a 9-point lead. 56 seconds left. Estrada's got it. Hands it off to Long, and a foul's going to be called on Sorensen, or rather Suarez. 64-55. And a 1-1 for Emma Long. One and one. First free throw spins off the rim, no good. Rebound, Ennewald. Ennewald up the court to Prieto. Prieto out number 2-1. Hands it off to Kenzie Winder. Winder bounce pass underneath to Ennewald. Picked off. Taken by Estrada, the freshman. Pass tipped, taken by Spires. 36 seconds. Spires. Drive, shoots. We call a foul. She, you know, Jocelyn said, you know what? You're going to get away with 3 or 4 steps. I'm going to do it myself.
Right, yeah.
That's what they're calling down here. Two shots for Jocelyn Spires. And got the bounce to quiet the raucous crowd down momentarily. 64-56, Skyview. Spires, second free throw, swish. 64-57, pass up the court to Long. 30 seconds left. Long's pass to Estrada. And she gets fouled by Spires. That's it. Jocelyn fouls out. Don't hang your head, number 15. You are one heck of a player. No long faces. Well, it's tough to lose.
Yeah.
But, I mean, personally, she's a marvelous player. Can't wait to see her next year. Nykerk in for her. First free throw is off the rim, no good, by Estrada. '64-57, Skyview. 23 seconds left. Second free throw is good. Here comes Ella Johnson, 20 seconds. EJ, near corner to Nykerk, the EJ right wing, lobs it down to Suarez. Turn around, fade away, got it, Maya Suarez. 65-57, pass up the court to Lucero. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, the countdown is on. The season coming to an end for Glenwood. Three-pointer, no good. And Skyview comes from behind and defeats Glenwood 65-59, and I guarantee you this is the toughest game they played.
Oh, absolutely.
To play, the toughest opponent all year.
Absolutely.
Glenwood gave them the game of their life, but the lead short, 65-59. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. Well, the season comes to an end for the Glenwood Lady Demons. They win the game, but had no answer for Layla Estrada, the outstanding freshman, who was just knocking them down from downtown. She had 5 threes on the night, ended with 18. Mikayla Espinosa with 19 points. Let's look at the quarter scoring. 17-11 Glenwood, 21-19 Glenwood in the second. They had the lead at halftime and were just unconscious, hitting the threes. They had a great first half as Ella Johnson hit a couple of threes in the second quarter. Brianna Sorensen with a couple of three-pointers. Jocelyn Spires knocked one down from downtown. Matea Ennewald, an outstanding game for the Lady Demons. Finished with 17 points. She was really a force underneath, and that was a great great matchup. Ennewald with Jennifer Jaramillo, and Jaramillo had really had no answer for her, couldn't stay with her. But Glenwood could only muster 10 points in the third, 11 in the fourth quarter for Skyview. It was 12 in the third and then 20 in the fourth quarter. Glenwood had an 11-point lead at one point, but Skyview just kept chipping away and comes away with the win, 65-59. And looking at the scoring totals again for Glenwood, 17 from Matea Ennewald, 12 scored by Jocelyn Spires, 8 from Brianna Sorensen, Sophia Pareto with a bucket, Tori Tether with a basket. As Glenwood's season comes to an end, they finish the year at 18-7 overall, and their 11-game win streak sadly comes to an end on a second-round playoff game. So congratulations to the Skyview Wolverines. Now 21-3 on the year, they will go on to take on number 3 Holy Family next week. But boy, Keith, what a team that that Rhonda Mosher put together this year and her staff, and what a great team coming back next season. We're going to look forward to some great basketball.
Yeah, it was a pleasure watching them, and just how they all came together. You know, Coach was talking about how they're just great girls, and they love each other, support each other, hold each other up, and you could see that out on the court. You know, there wasn't any attitudes, there wasn't any, you know, me first kind of plays.
Nope.
and that kind of thing. So it was a really fun season to watch. Sad to see it come to an end, but you know, this was an exciting game. Just
it was
the playoff atmosphere,
tremendous.
The fans and that kind of thing. I think the only complaint we might have would be a little too many steps were allowed and that kind of thing, a little officiating. But
it's a different ball game on the front range.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, in my 23 years calling games, it's always different call, different referees.
Yeah,
and they call it differently. There's more contact usually, and now, boy, I guess, you know, 4 or 5 steps is allowed. Well,
it's the NBA two-step rule.
But
and you can't see me holding up 3 fingers.
But you can't when you got a hot hand like Layla Estrada. What an outstanding freshman. My goodness, 18 points for her.
Oh, yeah, at one point after one of her big threes, the crowd, the student section even started chanting, "She's a freshman."
Yeah.
And so
the PA,
looking forward.
The PA announcer said, you know, keep an eye on number 1, Estrada.
Yeah.
And he was right. And he said, boy, I like that Anna Shea. She's going to be a special player. I said, yeah, she's got some great athletic ability, and she's going to develop into a terrific player. Well, I want to recognize the seniors once again for Glenwood. Ella Johnson, Maya Suarez, Kenzie Winder. Oh, she's just been a joy to watch. And Sophia Prieto. Congratulations. Thank you for the thrills and the chills and the spills and the fun basketball. The season goes by so fast. But look who's coming back. Ruby Patch, who's gotten valuable varsity minutes. Siri Henderson. Matea Ennewald, as we mentioned, 17 points tonight. Jocelyn Spires. Anna Shea is going to be a sophomore next year. She'll have another offseason to develop her game. Tori Taylor is outstanding, 5'11". And Brianna Sorensen, another great point guard. So, I mean, the nucleus is there for a solid team coming back there next year. Rylan Galuba is going to be a junior next year. A lot of players coming up through the ranks. So the cupboard certainly is not bare for Rhonda Mosher. I want to thank her assistant coaches as well, Deanna Spraker, Garrett Peters, Jordan DeCrow, and Gracie Stewart for a wonderful season. But it comes to an end as the Skyview Wolverines defeat Glenwood 65-59 to move on to the Sweet 16. I'm not sure where we're going to go from here. I know we're going home. We might have some more basketball to call next week. We'll see what happens with the 3A districts. We're talking about, I don't know, maybe calling some other teams in the Valley. But we're going to take a little break for this weekend. I want to thank our sponsors, as always, Flooring America, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Mr. Vac, State Farm, Carpet One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. Well, Keith, this might be the end of the road. I don't know. We might do some more basketball.
It's been a lot of fun. If this is the end, this was a fantastic game.
Yeah.
You know, your heart was racing.
The whole time.
Yeah, you couldn't hardly keep up with it. It was so fast-paced. So that's it. If this is the end, that's a good way to end the season.
Safe travels for everyone going back. Again, our final score. Glenwood loses a heartbreaker to the Skyview Wolverines, 65-59. Have a great night, a great weekend. Be safe out there. And as always,